plane is started up and we are about to take off. Herring fishing takes place on the water, but a biologist day starts in the air. My dad, Dave Gordon, has been doing the herring fishery in Sitka for as long as I can remember. In fact, his very first fishery was the day I was born. The Sitka Sound Sacro Fishery happens only once a year. 50 seine boats gather to compete for that dream of a $1 million set.
We do a lot of mapping of sea lions, also whales, of course, like to eat herring, so they give us good indications of where herring might be, and then, you know, to a lesser extent, birds. And, of course, we're always looking for spawn. And
we spend a little over an hour in the air, then land next to ADF&G research vessel Kestrel.
Now that we're on the Kestrel, what is our objective?
Well, we did the aerial survey, and, you know, the aerial survey gives you, you can cover a lot of ground in a hurry, so you kind of get the sort of the big picture of how herring might be distributed throughout the sound. But what you really can't see from an airplane is, you know, what kind of volume of herring you're really looking at. I mean, sometimes you can if the herring are shallow, but typically it's very hard to measure the amount of herring in any particular area from an airplane. So the vessel, that's where the vessel comes in. And we use a sonar to locate herring schools and then can look at them with the depth sounder. And with the boat, we can get a much better handle on the size of the biomass in any particular area.
The Kestrel is a floating lab. My dad usually stays on it to track harvests during openings. After a delay of a half hour, he's decided to call one this afternoon at 5:30.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, open. The Sitka Sound Sacro Fishery is now officially open. The Sitka Sound Sacro Fishery is now officially open. This is Department of Fish and Game standing by on Channel 10.
Once the seine nets are in the water, biologists head out in skiffs to inspect the sets and to make an estimate of how many tons of fish have been caught.
My name is William Bergman, and I work for your dad during this fishery. I go out in the morning on the boat, mark down schools, and then offer advice on whether or not we should fish.
So what is our objective of our skiff ride?
Our skiff ride, we're going to go out and estimate the number of tons in each set. As the seiners purse up, when the rings come up, all the fish are caught at that point. They usually start boiling if there's a lot of fish.
The other biologist, Bill Davidson, is also the regional management coordinator for the state. He's been watching herring sets for years.
So you have to do it based on your experience of doing this before. It just has a certain look to it, whether it's a little set or a medium-sized set or a big set.
There's more to managing the herring fishery than meets the eye. The fish move, and the boundaries and times sometimes have to be changed. Herring seiners took 2,500 tons today. They'll need at least one more opening to reach their goal. At home later, my dad seemed more relaxed.
So how did things go today, Dave?
Well, the things went fine. Certainly the start wasn't the smooth start that I would like to have seen. You have a two-hour notice period, and that 2 hours is a long time when it comes to herring, because herring move around a lot, and it was eventually determined that a lot of the herring that were in the area when we called the opening had left the area by the time the fishery was pretty close to starting. And, you know, the unfortunate part was that there wasn't enough herring in the area to finish off the season, so now we're left with having to go out and try to find another opportunity to fish again. And it would have been nice to have wrapped it up with this opening, but we'll be out looking again tomorrow for another fishery.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ben Gordon.